659 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. W.J. Cook, 627. The charge of immoral conduct made by Cook and Mrs. Hirsch was absolutely denied. Mr. Adair followed, detailing the conspirators' demands as they were presented to him as the representative of Mr. Candler. Two nurses from a hospital where Mrs. Hirsch had been a patient for several weeks testified that Cook visited her nearly every day. Additionally, the proprietor of a cafe and one of his waiters testified that the couple visited the cafe together on several occasions, staying for several hours and choosing a part of the room where they were less likely to be observed. A taxicab driver swore that Cook had offered him $200 if he would obtain a passkey to the second floor of the Candler building. Two witnesses also testified that Cook had told them he had a good scheme to make a lot of money. Cook called no witnesses but made a statement to the jury. He claimed to have known the Hirsches for a long time, stating that Mrs. Hirsch was an intimate friend of his mother and sister. On January 3rd, while in the Candler building, he saw Mrs. Hirsch and the mayor entering the mayor's office. As the door closed, he observed the mayor put his arm around her. Cook peeked through a mail slot in the door and saw the mayor kissing her. He then decided to watch her. On February 4th, while on the street, he overheard them making an appointment for February 6th. On that day, as he approached the scene, he met two friends, Smith and Lee, and invited them to join him, informing them that something was going to happen in the mayor's office. While Smith went out on the stone coping to look in the window, Cook and Lee looked through the mail slot in the door, and all of them witnessed what Mrs. Hirsch claimed had occurred in the office. However, Smith and Lee were never produced at the trial. No one knew anything about them, and as they were probably myths, Cook's story was likely a lie from beginning to end. The jury was left to consider the credibility of Cook's claims. Kate Taylor, Post, P643, Jean C. Walden, Post, P644, Al H. Martin, Post, P644, C. H. Hicks, Post, P644, Bill Baldwin, Post, P644, R. A. Gordon, Post, P644, M. C. Kaiser, Post, P644.